everybody. Welcome,
Love
welcome, welcome.
Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Witches Inn. This is the premiere episode of doing my very first talk show, and I'm really excited to do this with everybody. Now, as you know, the website is Wiccan, W-I-C-C-A-N, treeoflife.com. I can be reached at 678-791-8913. That way you have my contact information right off the bat. I am a natural energy healer. I have been practicing my craft now for, I'd have to say at least 40 years. It all started off with having a grandmother that I was close to, that she and I could pretty much telepathically talk to each other and understand each other and would sit there and smile and just look at each other and knew what each other was thinking. So I had that gift to begin with. I went into culinary school and I learned the craft of culinary, which you could consider me a kitchen witch as well. I am a white witch. I practice only love and light. I do call upon the four points: earth, air, water, fire, and of course, east, west, north, and south. And of course, there's spirit. But with me, spirit is duality. It is Father God and Mother Goddess both. I have balance with my craft. I have balance with the life that I lead. I live clean. I like to think that I do the best that I can every day. I ask for guidance. I do my prayers the same way that a Christian would do. It's just that my prayers are different. So, witchcraft has been a very integral part of my life all the way through. Samhain, or Halloween, as most people like to call it, is my favorite time of the year. It starts off for me October the 1st, and it runs past the 31st, well into September, November, most of the time leading into the harvest, which would be Thanksgiving. So I just wanted to give you kind of a prelude so that way you understand who I am and what I do. I work a lot with crystals, with stones. I do candle spells. As I had said, I'm a natural energy healer. I can do cleansings on homes and apartments and businesses. I can bless people and cleanse them. One of the things that I'm most proud of is most times when I cleanse somebody, if they are able to get an energy heal or if they are able to get a cleansing of their spirit and I'm done with them, it's almost they feel completely different and they have a whole new outlook on life and what they can do with their lives, because it's pulling the walls down and the boundaries down that people have hang-ups with, that is blocking them from doing the best that they can do and being the best that they am. Goodness, I'm sorry, people. Please pay no attention to the way I speak tonight, because it's just my brain is apparently shut off. Anyways, I do enjoy my path. I am very much one with nature. I love to earth, which is basically it's barefoot walking around in your yard. Here in Georgia, I would suggest that you do treat your yard first with something to get rid of the fire ants, because nobody likes those little rascals. And, of course, make sure your yard is clean, too, before you start earthing. Spring is coming, which we have the equinox, which is coming up. The equinox is one of the pivotal points in the calendar. It is the first quarter of the year. It's when there is more light that's coming into the world, and there's less darkness, and that's being left behind. Hence comes daylight savings time, hence comes the way the days get longer and the earth starts to warm up more. The sun is warmer, it gets closer and closer to the earth. So my services that I had talked about is there's personal cleansings, home cleansings. There is tarot cards. I'm very, very accurate with those. So if you have a specific question or there's something that you're interested in knowing, you can see all of my my services as well as what prices are on Wiccan, W-I-C-C-A-N, Tree, T-R-E-E, of Life, O-F-L-I-V-E-L-I-F-E.com. So that way you can browse and everything and see, you know, what services that you want. We can custom make anything for you. We do travel. There is a travel fee, of course, but it's within a limited area. I don't like to go any more than 4 hours out. So if you're listening from Nashville, that's about as far out as I'm going to go. If you're listening from say Orlando, Florida. I think that that'd be another place that might be close enough. So anywhere in between then. You've also got Alabama, you've got North Carolina and South Carolina that are very close to us too. So, you know, if you think that you are or aren't in the right area, I just need to know where you are, and then I can give you an idea of what the additional charges would be to travel to come and see you as well. So, and that's easy to do by phone. It's an easy, simple call or text. It's 678-791-8913. Look us up on Facebook also, because we have a page. It's under WiccanTreeOfLife.com. We already have 165 subscribers, and we'd love to have some more. Subscribe to the mailing list that's on the website, WiccanTreeOfLife.com. So what I'd like to do now is give you a little bit of insight and an introduction to witchcraft. Now, as you know, I am a white witch. I just purely deal with love and light. I'm not a gray witch, and I'm not a black witch. I don't practice black magic. I don't even get close to it, which would be gray magic. My whole intention is the power of three, that whatever I put out comes back to me. That's why I try to have my day in order and have my mind in order, because whatever I do and I put out into the earth, it's going to come back to me, whether it's good or bad. So we always want to take that into consideration. The Wiccan Creed and the Threefold Law. White witches, those who abide by a simple code that instructs them to work for the good of all, follow certain general guidelines. As the leading neo-pagan author Starhawk writes in the Spirit Spiral Dance, love for life in all its forms is the basic ethic of witchcraft. Witches are bound to honor and respect all living things and to serve the life force. This code includes preserving the environment, honoring yourself and children, seeing sexuality as numinous and sacred part of the life force, understanding what you send three times over. This threefold law basically translates to what goes around comes around, not just once, but three times. This is a good reason to make sure your motivations are positive. Another one is knowing that we have the right to control our bodies. The last one that I can think of is honoring the god and goddess. As Starhawk writes, the god and goddess are infinite aspects and thousands of names. She and he is the reality behind many metaphors. They are reality, the manifest deities, omnipresent in all life in each one of us. White witches believe it's highly unethical to attempt to manipulate another person's free will with magic. This kind of manipulation occurs most commonly in love magic, if one person tries to force another's attention. The problems inherent in this practice are obvious. A witch who casts a love spell will always wonder if the object of her affection truly loves her, or if it's just the magic. In any case, this type of spell is selfish. It is certainly not cast for the good of all. You won't find any spells in this that will harm anyone. And you always want to remember that, is that whenever there is a spell that is written, you want to do it with purest intention. You want to make sure that you are completely specific. You want to make sure that it's done with love and with light. And those are three main things that you have to incorporate into your spell, whether it's a magic spell, a written spell, a candle spell, I mean, anything you could possibly imagine. So keep that in mind, that everything that's done with the purity, with love, and with light is done with intention and with love. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to open up the phones, and I'd like to take a call tonight, and let's see where we go from there. It's an open forum. Please feel free to ask me whatever you'd like to. Again, my name is Jay. I came from Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam, and he'll be here tonight too as a guest star. He may pop in. So let's start with the first call. We're calling from area code 404, and the first three numbers are 408.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Samhain is also my favorite time of year. And my name is Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte.
And my question is about this person that may be moving in with me, which I'm kind of so-so about. Problem, I'm thinking that there is another female. I know he has other issues that he's working on, but the other female is a concern. And I know she's been around approximately a month and a half. My question is she, is this a romantic thing? Are they just friends? What is going on here?
Well, I'll tell you what, Charlotte. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pull out my tarot deck and I'm going to pull a card for you. And we're going to see the cards on this tonight. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
Are you a witch as well?
I just say I'm a child of the universe. I can't put a finger exactly of where I am. I do worship with the goddess. I was raised Christian, but I'm not.
Okay, I understand that completely.
Yeah, I would just say a child of the universe is the best I can explain me, and believe me, I've thought about it a few times.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut the cards, and I'm going to pull a card, and let's see what comes up.
Okay.
Oh, listen, that's interesting. So you got the Eight of Swords tonight, and it's upside down.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. So, things are not going to work out well.
Okay.
I would avoid that situation completely.
Him moving in?
Yes.
Or him?
Both.
Okay.
They're both bad news.
Yeah. Jay. Hi.
Hey, Reverend Adam. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Hi. Yeah, I've been listening in, and if you don't mind, I would like to give my view of this psychically.
Absolutely. I'm sure she'd love to have that.
Yeah, the first thing that I got on this situation was users and abusers, and it's very vampiric nature. There's some kind of demonic energy with the both of them, and it doesn't seem very conducive to a good positive energy vibration. This is an old vibration from your past trying to recircle and pull you back down to the level that you were at in the very beginning. That cycle in your own past that's trying to reclaim you, and it's best not to go forward on these plans.
I had something, but I understand what you're saying, and I had that same thing, but what is going on with him and the female? Is it a relationship, or they're just out to scam people?
You know, it is a relationship between the two of them, but they are also out to scam people. This is something that's been going on a while. Let me ask you something. Are they dark hair at all, like black hair or dark brown?
He's partially bald and gray. Well, somewhat gray. Salt and pepper kind of. I have never seen this woman. I have she has stayed away. He has kept her away. I have no idea who she is. I sensed her.
Yeah.
But I don't, unless I've seen her and didn't know it.
Yeah, well, we're both getting a big freaking no. Do not bring this in your sacred space.
Yep.
Okay?
Okay. That's
all right, Charlotte. Well, thank you for calling in tonight. It was great talking with you. And
thank you.
You listen, okay?
Okay. You have a good evening. Bye now.
You too. All right, bye. All right, our next caller is from area code 917, first three digits, or 627. Hello, caller. Thank you for calling in tonight. Please state your first name.
They dropped off.
Oh. All right, well, we'll come back to you. Moving on to the next caller, area code 509.
No.
Oh, sorry, 216, 404. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
This is Desmond. All right. This is Desmond. Caller from Cleveland.
Hi, Desmond.
All right. My question was, I had like a close female friend, and I've been trying to get in contact with her, and I don't know what's going on with her. I don't know if she's okay or because, you know, she, well, I know she's going through, you know, a little stress, family stress, but I know I've been trying to get in contact with her last week. No success. I'm trying to see if she, you know, she's all right or. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. I just was having a technical problem. I'm sorry. There's something that's not good with that as well. It's there's a magic something with a priest. It just it's Uganda. It's coming in bits and pieces. So I don't know if she is okay, or if she's maybe, I don't know. There's just, let me pull a card for you. Let me see if I can get an additional answer on this. Because like I said, it's just coming in just too not clear at all. There's a lot of magic that needs to be cleared up there. It's she's not in a good way.
She's not in a good way?
Yeah, just I'm getting a lot of cloud. I'm getting a lot of like darkness. Like there's something that's around her or
Yeah, I know her daughter is stressing her out because her daughter had a newborn that's going through some troubles, and she's not, her daughter's not handling well, and it's stressing her out tremendously.
That's
what I love.
You know, I'm going to step in here, Jay, if that's okay with you.
Sure, that's fine.
You know, what I'm getting is black magic all over this situation as well. But what I'm feeling is it's like she's there, she cares, she likes this guy. She wants things to work out, but she's so distracted, and distractions just keep being put into her life. We're looking at generational curses here. We're looking at things in her life that have come to her through blood, but there's one particular person besides generational that has tried to tear her apart, that has tried to tear her down. And this person, for whatever reason, has become very upset with her and is trying to destroy her, because I feel like it may be someone in her own past, someone in her love life that didn't want to let go, someone that didn't win a battle, something of that nature. But Jay is able to offer services to help with this situation, as well as myself. So we're going to suggest a private session in order to really figure out what's going on here, get to the bottom of it, and give you the best case scenario solution.
Okay. All right. Appreciate that.
So we're going to go ahead. I'm going to turn it back over to Jay. And any final thoughts, Jay?
No. The best thing to do, Desmond, is go to the website, go to WiccanTreeOfLife.com, and then book a session. And then what we'll do is, if you need to get a hold of me, there's also my phone number's there, so you're welcome to call me directly, and then we can set up something, and we can make a package that's you know, set up perfectly, so that way it'll take care of everything all at once. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thanks for the insight and reading.
Right. Thanks for calling in tonight.
All right.
Next caller is 509-316. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Mindy with her from Pasco, Washington. Anyways, how are you guys?
Good, thank you, Mindy. How are you tonight?
Wonderful, thank you.
Good. I have a question for, like, if you guys see anything coming up in my future for like legal stuff, like what the outcomes are going to be of those.
What's going on? What are you concerned about?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got quite a few different lawsuits right now going on, and I've got criminal charges for things that, and
yeah.
I'm just kind of wondering if I'm
okay.
going to
get
hung at the stake, or
behavior.
If I'm going to be fried in a pot, or if I'm going to.
Right. Well, who's the
prevail.
Opposing female here? Because I keep seeing an opposing female.
Okay. That's the attorney. That's the other attorney lady.
Okay, yeah.
Probably.
And this one's an absolute cutthroat.
Yeah, this is the custody battle.
Yeah, and then yours is not fighting.
What's that?
I'm not seeing yours fighting the way you want them to.
I'm not fighting them the way I want to?
Like, I'm seeing your lawyer is not doing their job. You're upset with your own lawyer or representation.
Okay. I don't have a lawyer with anything. I am my lawyer.
So then, all right. So then are you getting frustrated with what you have to do to be your lawyer?
Yeah, I'm getting frustrated because I'm not being heard in court. Like, they just act like, because I know what I'm talking about, they're being extra, extra hard on me because I'm not a lawyer, and so they're really trying to hammer on me.
Okay, wonderful. So Jay is going to pull you a card, and he's going to see what that card says for you. Give us one moment here. I'm just getting bits and pieces myself, because I can see a battle, and I can see you winning, but I'm seeing something also within the way, and I'm not quite clear what this is. I know that you're saying they're not listening to you, but there's some kind of shenanigans going on here. Like, there might be somebody in the judge's pocket.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I know that one.
It's the other attorney, and they are completely not even listening to the law. They've got me fried. They will not allow me, and my children are being abused in the meantime. But yeah, they just don't let me.
Looking to beat you down so badly that you just stop and
mm-hmm.
you give up. Don't give up, because that's not the path that you need right now. You need to stay strong and steady,
mm-hmm.
and use your friends and your family and everybody else to sit there and use your throat chakra to get out what you need to. Because if you don't voice your concerns and what you need to do, then it's not doing anybody any good.
Okay.
You need to stay strong and
yeah,
steady.
They don't even let me speak in court. They'd shut me down. She will not let me say a word, ever.
You have to be able to say a word if you're representing yourself. And
mm-hmm.
I think that if they're not letting you do that, then you try a different route, which I already see you've tried to switch out the judge as if, and that's not possible now,
call
correct?
Trial. Call him as trial.
Yeah.
Use your voice. Call him as
yeah.
trial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've tried. I'm filing lawsuit against the judge because she's endangered my children, and there's been new discovery with my oldest daughter that she's in treatment now because she's developed a drug problem. Like, they know that they put him with an abuser, and, you know, they knew that, and they got me restrained from my kids just for bringing the matters to court and trying to bring it to the courts to get protection for my kids. They ended up restraining me from my
yeah.
kids, so
okay.
turned it all around on me. But his sister-in-law is an attorney, and she's actually his attorney, and she's got all the judges in her little pocket. Or, you know, she's got them wrapped around her finger, and what she says goes. She just goes in there and starts waving her wand, and she gets whatever she wants, and they shut me down.
Well, maybe I should come into your courtroom for you and come in there and wave my wand and show them what the hell is up.
Mm.
Right?
Wouldn't
that be something?
I'm afraid.
Shove it up the opposing Larry.
I'll throw my crystal ball at him. I don't care. I'm like, you want to see
yeah.
your future? Let me show you your future.
Bam.
I go in there and I go bippity boppity boo and I leave crying.
Right. You know,
yeah,
there's a few
cool.
things that I can suggest here that we can help provide. If you go for doing private sessions with us, there's a lot of services that are used for court cases. For example, High John the Conqueror helps you to conquer difficult situations, especially ones like where you're talking about that deal with oppression. Because that's basically what's happening to you is you're being oppressed, okay?
And you're being oppressed. I'm being oppressed and I'm being cooked in a pot.
Yep. And
yeah.
There's stones and crystals that we can use. There's herbs.
Right.
There are so many remedies that are out there to help you with this.
And there is another one that we can do to basically, it's called an energy tie. And we put it where the opposing attorney or lawyer is unable to speak clearly in court. And that entails using some specialty items. But it works like a real charm, you know. Here is the one part about that particular type of spiritual work, okay? That's a little bit more hoodoo style. I'm not talking voodoo. I'm talking about African-American folk magic, okay? It deals with tying a deer's tongue, or not a deer's tongue, a cow tongue that represents the lawyer's tongue. Okay, and what we do is we put that opposing lawyer's name into that tongue. We tie it up. We do spiritual work with it as a symbolic method. And what that does is energetically it impedes them from being able to do what they are trying to do to oppress you and to win in court over you. They are trying to win a battle where they are the evil party.
Mm-hmm. I have things also that if you don't feel that you want to take that avenue, there are things that I have as well that are different symbols, different crystals, different stones, things that you can carry with
protective.
You, things that you can put in your home, things that you can do with candle magic. There's a lot of
And I think that this goes much deeper than that. I think that I think she's paid off these judges because there was a key word that they said in the beginning. It doesn't matter what she says or what I say because it's fixed.
Yeah, that's
to change
why
the
judges would need to be worked on.
And there needs
everyone
to be repercussions.
Everyone has a conscience at the end of the day. But those judges would need to be worked upon. And basically, if the lawyer looks like a fool in court, that judge will look like a fool by going with them. So there's many different methods to this madness, and no matter what the case is or how severe it is, we have dealt with cases that have been literally no hope whatsoever, and we've gotten them to turn around.
Okay. How much does that cost? I mean, I don't know what to do. How do I go about
it? Well, pricing is really dependent upon the individual case, and we'd have to have a private session with you to begin with. A brief consultation for this case would be $25, and in that consultation, you'll learn what the cost is for the work itself, okay? Because each case is unique, each case is different, pricing will vary. We kind of have an idea of your case, but we don't have all the details right now.
Okay. Okay, so $25 for a consultation.
Yeah,
how do I
$25 would be a 15-minute consultation.
Okay, so then how do I get a hold of you to do that? Is your number on the Blog Talk site?
Yes, there. I'll give it to you right now, too, if you don't have it. It's on my webpage. It's on wiccantreeoflife.com, but I'll give it to you at 671-891-8913. And you can also find it on WiccanTreeOfLife.com on the Facebook page as well. It's listed there.
Okay. All right. I will do that then.
We really look forward to helping you out and getting you through this tough time and helping you get past this.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it. So I will definitely be getting in touch with you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure talking to you, and I look forward to talking to you further.
All right.
Just hang on
to you
one moment. I'm going to ask. We can see your number here. Is it okay if we call you?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Then we've got your number, and we'll go ahead and give you a call. Would that be the same number you're calling to the show on?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
perfect.
Wonderful. Thank you, and have a great night.
All right, thank you. Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Next caller is from area code 201-321. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Please state your first name.
Hello, caller 201, first three digits 321. You are now live and on air.
Hi, Jay. Hi, Adam. I'm sorry, the phone was muted.
Oh, it's okay.
That's all right. It happened.
Yeah, this is Jasmine. I think I sent you a message the other night, Adam.
Yeah.
You told me to call you back, kind of like touch base in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some things that I do want to talk to you about off the air.
Yeah.
So I'm just letting you know that I'll contact you that way. I'm just listening to the show now. I really don't want to ask you questions right now.
Yeah. Sometimes when you don't get a hold of me, just send me a little text reminder, and that keeps me on track. I do end up getting a little buried by every caller that I get every day.
I know.
Apologize for the delay.
No, don't apologize. Don't apologize. Look, Jay, can I ask you
mm-hmm.
something? If you could just send healing my way and the way of my son, also for my son.
Sure. How old is he?
Can I talk to him? He's 21.
He's 21? Oh, so he's full grown then.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with him that I need to heal him?
Everything. Smokes, he makes irrational decisions. You know, he's getting caught up in the thing. Excuse me?
Young man needs some guidance.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give him some healing sugar. I'll give you some healing too.
Thank you.
All right, just send me a text after the show, sweetie, and I will go ahead and get to you as soon as possible.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a good night, hon.
You too, then.
All right, our next caller is from 111-111. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello, caller. Can I get your first name, please? 111-111. Hello, caller, are you there? All right, I'm sorry. We'll come back to you. Next caller is from area code 760473. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Please tell me your first name and where you're calling from.
Hi there, this is Gigi.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah?
I'm actually really, really curious as to what you might pick up about moving and connecting with the right place for me.
Oh, moving, huh? Where's your city that you're planning to move to?
Where am I planning to move to?
Yes.
Well, it's, I would say, in the local area. I mean, like 20, 30 minutes away at the very most.
Okay. So are you like actively looking, or are you just waiting for something to appear, or are you looking for guidance to tell you which direction to take?
I am definitely looking for guidance to tell me what direction to take. I know exactly where I want to be. I've been looking like crazy. I had a timeline that I needed to be cognizant of and keep in mind, and I'm past that timeline, so I really would love some guidance. That'd be great.
So there's something right now that you're not going to find the place you're looking for until you get past a hurdle. There's something that's blocking you.
Okay. How do I? So, what do you suggest?
there's something you haven't put to bed yet. There's something you haven't put to rest. Are you do you have a hang up that you like have in the back of your mind you don't think about, but it's like preventing you? Like the reason why I ask is because the card that I pulled for you, and it keeps coming up that there's something that there is a hurdle. There's something that's blocking you, and you know what it is. It's just you haven't come to terms with it yet, and you haven't used it. You haven't healed from it and moved it out of the way.
Oh. No, I think the biggest hurdle for me is the money, the financial piece of it.
Yeah, it's like that for a lot of us. And yeah, when you have a certain set of standards and you want to live like that and you can't find what you're looking for, it can be very frustrating. And I think that's what you're going through right now. Because you're just like everybody else that's out there. You're on a fixed budget that you're like, well, I can pay this much a month, and everything I look at is a mess, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
And you're looking for something better in a better location. Yeah,
more pure.
You're going to have to hold out a little bit, honey, but it's going to show up. It's going to take its time to get there.
Do you have a window, time frame, anything like that?
I'm seeing at least another 6 months.
I'm kind of getting about the same on that one. But I do see a kind of miracle unfolding. That miracle is by your own hand and your own creation.
Something's going to come out of nowhere and just fall in her lap. That's what's going
to
happen.
Yeah. And then she has to do a little bit of work, but it'll make it happen.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is your suggestion as far as a little bit of work?
You know, we don't really know what that work is yet. We just know that something is going to happen. And when it happens, you'll have to do a little bit of work to make that opportunity work for you. There might be a slight bit of compromising, but nothing to the effect of what you've seen before.
Right.
So is there anything I can do to actually bring that about, or is it just something I need to just have faith?
I would talk about energy, vibration, and mindset on this one.
Definitely raise your vibration.
So raise your vibration. One of the ways to do that is to visualize yourself already there. Already visualize that you have the money to do it. Even if you don't, see yourself as if you already have it. And that helps attune you to it a lot better for it to be in the present and to actually manifest.
And don't get frustrated with yourself. I mean, you're already frustrated, but
you're only one person.
You have to be easier on yourself. You can't carry that and expect good things to happen. That's what we mean by raise your vibration. Let that go. Breathe, because that's all we can do sometimes is just breathe.
Right.
And let it happen. Let it flow. Let it come to you. I don't see pushing an envelope to make this happen. I see this coming to you, but you've got to be patient for it.
And one thing you can do... is you can play some Lakshmi mantras or Hindu mantras for wealth and abundance, and they really help tune that energy as well.
Okay. I have to be honest with you. I'm really a patient person, and I've gotten comfortable where I am, but it's more the other person that is putting pressure. So I'd rather not deal with that. So that's the only reason why I would love to get going, so that I could just go and relax.
Yeah, well, like we said, you're going to end up getting something that falls into your lap, but it's going to require a little bit of effort. We don't quite know what that effort is yet, okay?
But we're
going to wish you well.
I do understand. Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. All right.
And we're going to wish you well upon that journey, and many blessings from both the God and the Goddess. All right. We're going to take a brief break. Just give us one moment, and then we'll take our last few callers for tonight.
All right, guys, we're back again with The Witches Inn, and it's funny that I chose this title because my favorite saying is the witch is in, but I kind of made it a play on words with the witches in instead of being all separated. So don't forget to go to my website, wiccantreeoflife.com, wiccantreeoflife.com, as well as look for us on Facebook and subscribe to the page. Subscribe to the mailing list. I've got a lot of new products and services that have been listed just recently on the page as well as on the website. So go ahead and feel free. We're going to get back to our callers. So the next call that we're going to do is a 111-111. Hello, caller. Thank you for calling in tonight. You're on the air. Please state your first name.
Hello, caller by 111-111. You're live and on air.
Hello? Hi, Reverend Adam. And hi, Jay. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
What a marvelous show. It's so educational. It's just right on the best
in
the field. I have a question. How do you show love to, my question is just general, to trees? Is it with chocolate or just touching it? That's what I want to know. Like, I appreciate you, tree. I appreciate you, flower. What is the right way to do it?
You mean to show appreciation to the tree that I provided?
Yeah, tree and flowers and roses.
Okay, a little bit of water and just a small piece of candy. Okay.
Any type of candy or like lollipop?
Hard candy to be particular.
Okay, that was my question. That's pretty much it. And thank you for doing your show and helping people.
Well, stay on the line for a moment, honey. Jay, how would you honor a tree?
How would I honor a tree?
Well, the tree is your symbol.
Yes, I am the tree of life. One of the things that I do to honor the tree is I will put my hand upon the tree, whichever your power hand is, either your right or your left hand, and putting it on the tree, closing your eyes, breathing in and feeling the tree in you, with you, by you, next to you. And that is the best way to honor any plant, is to have that connection with nature, the same way that I do, to sit there and be able to say, okay, well, this is what I've got. This is what I'm working with. Thank you, God and Goddess. Thank you for growing this beautiful tree on this beautiful planet Earth that we just love, and just put all the intention and love and light into it that you can.
Okay, that's beautiful. I appreciate that. I will do that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Reverend Adam.
You're welcome. Love and light. All right. Our next caller tonight is area code 305, first three digits are 443. Hello, caller. You are live and on.
Hi, Jay and Adam. This is... I wanted to bring you some joy.
We didn't quite catch your name.
Eileen.
Eileen, nice. Okay, how can we help you?
So I wanted to bring you some joy and love and excitement and tell you how much gratitude I have for our planet and how much I love what you're doing and sharing the wisdom of Mother Earth with the people who live here. So
Thank you. My question is,
I'm the artist, and you gave me some information last time I spoke with you.
Yeah.
And it all worked in my favor. And I just sent you a text. You'll see when you get off.
Wonderful, thank you.
You're welcome. So I have a question. I work with this company that's designing rugs for me, and it's a process, and it takes so long. Do you see me continuing working with them, or do you see me trying to, or will I find somebody else that it makes good quality, but there's just so much red tape?
Yeah, I understand.
She's
Jay's pulling a card.
She's going to be very, very successful.
Yeah, I mean, every time we look at her, there's success everywhere.
That's, it just fell out of
Past, present, and future. And you know what?
It fell right
I'm
out of
sorry,
the
I'm sorry, I just
before.
Grabbed the card from you.
I mean, it's hard.
Yeah, it really is. And here's the case. The answer is, you know what, you're uncomfortable with this company right now, but you're sticking with them because you want to get it in production and you want to get it on, you know, the table, so to speak. And you're already investing so much time and energy into this company. In the meantime, I say continue to work with the company, but look for other companies that are going to work faster, that are going to produce faster, that a faster product. And be better priced. What did you say?
I said pay her better.
And pay you better even. Okay. So,
no, they don't have to pay me. I set my own prices. But what I'm getting at is that they work with their factories in China. And now I'm in conversation with other people, sort of, not really. I haven't met anybody from India.
Yes.
The thing is that I don't know anybody in India, so I was given a name of somebody on the west coast of the United States to touch base with today, and I got to call her. Maybe she can give me some hindsight. The people I'm working with are Americans,
you know what,
and they're in Georgia.
There's some good luck in that.
Which one? With the talking to
the
her?
One in the U.S.
Oh, the people I'm working with that are American?
Yes.
Well, see, I'm working with a group that's in the U.S., and I've been working with them for about 10 years. But what happened today
Not them. The one you got the number for, the female.
Oh, the girl. Yeah, I haven't touched base with her yet. I need to call
her. Yeah, you
got to
touch bases with her because there's a lot of good luck surrounding that one.
Okay, good, because I feel stuck. See, the company I have been working with, they used to have wonderful colors for me, and then they switched their factory again, and then they switched their factory a third time. And every time I talk, they became a corporation, and they have too many people out there handling the project. It's like five people I have to talk to, this one and this one and this one, and they all get the information wrong. And it's kind of like crazy.
Well, have you given them funds for the project yet?
Oh, yeah. And I got samples, and my clients love the samples, and they're very happy. But the second person, he ordered three rugs. These are wool, beautiful carved wool rugs. Quality is exceptional. Problem is, the colors are not the colors I need. There's no pastels. There's no variety. So they sent me two samples. I ordered three samples. They sent me two samples, and I said, well, where's the third one? And the woman gives me an excuse. Well, you know, they're the same color, so you don't need to see it. And I'm going, what? But, you know, God had my back because one of the samples came in with the wrong color.
Right.
So now they have to redo the whole thing. And I said, now you're going
to
send me my third sample.
When you're dealing with them, you need to be very cutthroat, and you need to come from that place of I am the customer, and the customer is always right. Do you want my business or no?
Yes, and I'm doing that, and now it's coming back to me.
See,
so it's
they are
work
not
for me.
Paying you. They're paying you, but they're not paying you. And what I mean by that, and what Jay means by that, is the production process, okay? The more time they take from you, the less time you have to move product.
Okay.
The less time you have to move product, the less you make, okay?
Correct. Yep.
So the product they provide you has to be the right quality, the right colors. It has to be all the right stuff. If they don't provide you the quality product, then they're not providing you their payment. Okay?
Okay.
You pay them for a service. They're paying you for that contract by providing that service.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
You're both paying each other. But right now, they're not providing their end of it. And so you need to get on that corporation. You need to talk to whoever's highest up on that corporation. You say, you're about to lose me as a customer and consumer of your goods, and you're about to lose my demographic.
Okay. Okay, I can do it. It's a husband and wife that run it. Yeah.
Yeah. And you say to them, if they don't, you give them a certain amount of time to get it right. If they don't follow within that certain amount of time, then you follow through on your threat and you get somebody better.
Well, that's
and
what
you
I'm
tell them
I'm
have
seeking.
To refund you the cost.
No, right now it's okay. The first one came through. I'm waiting for the samples for the second guy, the guy. So I'm not giving him any money. I haven't paid him any money.
Give them a time frame in which they have to complete.
Okay, okay. And meanwhile, I'll give a call out to the girl in California. Thank you, guys.
Wonderful.
Thank you. And keep doing your beautiful work, okay? Thank you.
Thank you. Will do.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. I think we already took them. So that should be everyone. We can try and go back to this other one.
Okay, we'll do that.
All right. Our next caller, we tried to take you on air earlier. Number 111111, you are now live and on air with Jay and myself.
Thank you. Hey, how are you doing?
Doing great today. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I just have one small question.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking for a part-time job. That's one. And also I'm going back to school for the next 2 months. Trying to figure out, should I just go to school only on Sundays or should I go during the week? But I want to do a part-time job in addition to my full-time job.
Hmm. So basically, you're asking two questions in one. So, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, you're asking two questions in one, and I'm going to ask you a question which will give you that answer because you already have the answer. You're just not acknowledging it. What are you most comfortable doing?
You know what? I need to rest during the week. I think I'll take up the Sunday school. It doesn't matter to me. You know, I just need to rest during the week. I don't mind working 2 days out of the part-time job is dear. I don't mind doing 2 days out of the week because I'm trying to move so that I can have enough money to pay the rent and other expenses. That's why I wanted to take this part-time job.
Okay. So answer to you is to do what you were most comfortable doing. You are being guided to doing the most comfortable situation for you because you're in a spiritual development right now. You are in the crucible of rebirth. You're basically going through the chrysalis that the caterpillar will liquefy inside of before becoming the butterfly. So you're in that process of changing out the old and bringing in the new, and the only thing that's going to help you is to go with what you're most comfortable with.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Jeffrey, you got anything to add to that?
No, I think you pretty much summed it up the way that you did with the cocoon and the butterfly and going from one metamorphosizing into something different, yeah.
Okay, beautiful. Well, we thank you once more for calling in to today's show, and we wish you love and light.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
I think I might have
from the four elements, I call upon thee, earth, air, water, fire, and especially spirit. Bless us all. May we all be surrounded with love and light. May we have the cone of white light around us. May we always be protected. May our health always be good. This I ask of you, God and Goddess. I call upon the four points once again, east, west, north, and south. Bless us all, from head to foot, from the heavens to the earth, and anything in between. Heal this earth. Give us the love and the light that we need to be better people. Every single day. This I ask of thee, as it's written above, may be written below, may no harm come to no one, so mote it be.
So mote it be. Irius Boreas Zaius and Notus.
I would like to make special thanks tonight to Reverend Adam for showing up and for co-hosting. It was an unexpected event and it was very much needed and wanted. I'm very grateful for having him come and stop by tonight.
It's an honor. Thank you, Jay. And I wish you the best of luck going forward with your new show as a branch off from Psychic Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. And remember, folks, don't forget to go to WiccanTreeOfLife.com to sign up for services, as well as to sign up for the mailing list. Also, find us on Facebook, WiccanTreeOfLife.com. That's WiccanTreeOfLife.com. You can reach me by phone at 678-791-8913. Call and leave a message, or you could text me too. And also, if you want to email me, you can also do WiccanTreeOfLife@gmail.com. That's my email address that goes with me. And again, it's been my pleasure to host a show tonight. I look forward to having many more and having other co-hosts as well, and bringing more love and light into this world, because that's what we need.
All right, everyone. Love, light, and good night.
Blessed be.